Russia's foreign minister, Andrei Kozarev, resigned today. President Boris Yeltsin accepted his resignation with no comment on the role that Kozarev has performed over the past 4 years. Yeltsin's office did release a pro forma statement assuring Western nations there would be no change in Russia's foreign policy. Andrei Kozarev has been a much vilified figure in Moscow. Nationalists and communists hated what they perceived as his pro-Western policies, but Kozarev kept Russia's foreign policy stable during a period of turmoil. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Andrei Kozarev was, in fact, Boris Yeltsin's longest-serving cabinet minister. He took up his post more than 5 years ago, before the collapse of the Soviet Union, before anyone took Boris Yeltsin seriously or believed that the Russian foreign minister, rather than the Soviet foreign minister, would be the principal figure shaping Moscow's relations with the world. Since the day that Kozarev took over managing those relations, he has been under attack from communists and nationalists who believed Kozarev was presiding eagerly over Russia's disintegration as a world superpower. Today in Moscow, President Yeltsin's spokesman issued a statement aimed at soothing any worries that the resignation might have caused in foreign capitals. According to the spokesman, it is not an indication of change in Russia's foreign policy, nor should it be regarded as any kind of threat. At the State Department, spokesman Nicholas Burns read comments issued by Secretary of State Christopher, praising Kozarev for his skill as a diplomat and as an advocate for Russia's interests.
The developing Russian-American relationship has been based on mutual respect, shared interests, and our common desire to see Russia transformed into a market democracy that pursues its interests abroad according to international norms. On this same basis, I look forward to continued cooperation with Russia and its next foreign minister.
But all too often in Moscow, Kozarev, who is young, just 44 years old, soft-spoken and boyish in appearance, was seen as caving into a much more aggressive and powerful United States. On arms control treaties, on Bosnia, on NATO expansion, and many other issues, Kozarev was often portrayed in the Russian press as a supplicant, a lapdog to Washington. Former U.S. ambassador to Moscow, Jack Matlock, believes this portrait was unfair.
I don't think he was a supplicant, in fact, and I think his policies were very much in Russia's interest. I think the carping criticism comes mainly from those who resent the fact that Russia pulled out of the Soviet Union. Some people didn't like it that Russia wasn't trying to push its weight around in the world. Well, it didn't have that much weight to push around, and when it did so, it was not in Russia's interest. The last thing Russia needed at a time when it was going through the throes of a transformation was a hostile or a confrontational attitude toward the rest of the world.
In Matlock's view, Kozarev pursued the creation of Russia's foreign policy, as distinct from that of the Soviet Union, in the only way that was really possible for a nation undergoing a transformation to a democratic form of government and a market economy.
Gorbachev used to say, and I think rightly, that we are doomed to cooperate. Frankly, the problems in the world are so great that there is no other way to solve them other than through cooperation, and I think that's going to happen. Our national interests are not identical, but they do not conflict. And in many of the big issues, they are absolutely parallel. So a wise policy on both sides is one that is going to maximize the cooperation.
Most of those names already floated as Kozarev's successor are certain to fit into that mold. Among them are Yuli Vorontsov, the current ambassador in Washington and a former ambassador to the United Nations, and Vladimir Lukin, who was an earlier ambassador to Washington and now heads the Foreign Relations Committee in the Russian Parliament. Whoever is chosen the new Russian foreign minister is likely to serve a very short term. The foreign minister occupies his post at the discretion of the president, and presidential elections will be held in June. That event, more than the resignation of Andrei Kozarev today, may signal a turning point in relations between Russia and the United States. This is Mike Schuster in New York.